NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? CUC Radio English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening, welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. I am Wu Xinzhe.
And I'm Han Shujun. Today is Wednesday, 9th of November, the ninth week of this term.
Here is the roundup of the latest news coming up next 30 minutes.
On November the 4th, Zhang Li, the director of August 1st Film Studio, visited CUC to share his thoughts about his new film.
I'm now on the spot with Zhang Li with his new film, Looking for the Holy Land. Come with me, let's hear what he said about his new film.
Chinese President Xi Jinping met with Najib, Prime Minister of Malaysia.
He welcomed Malaysia to take part in the Belt and Road Initiative.
Park Jong-hui made a solemn apology in a civil speech for her followers' interference in politics.
I want to express my apology again to all the people in the Republic of Korea for my own mistakes.
Commentary on U.S. presidential election.
Are you talking about the various kinds of activity in CUC?
They do were fabulous, however, I was talking about the election of USA.
And this is Weekly Focus.
Good evening, welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
On November the 4th, Zhang Li, the director of August 1st Film Studio, visited CUC to share his thoughts about his new film, Looking for the Holy Land, and some opinions about the film market. According to him, the new film is a mixture of ethnic features as well as commercial elements. Our correspondent Alan was there.
I'm now on the spot with Zhang Li with his new film, Looking for the Holy Land. Come with me, let's hear what he said about his new film.
This film is very popular all around the world, including 8 countries like America, Italy, and Korea. All people love this film very much, and what we have to do is to spread the Chinese culture, is to let others know more about China, and to magnify Chinese spirit. I think nowadays it is monotonous in the film market. We can see blockbusters everywhere, but we can seldom see ethnic films. This is a film with ethnic elements, but it is also a commercial film with commercial elements.
Indeed, nowadays, we are bombarded with many blockbusters in China, and it tends to show the modern things in China. In general, when a foreign friend are taken around the cities by a Chinese friend, what they get shown are the modern buildings, the airport, the new bridge, and conference center. Whatever is newest in city, but a foreigner is likely to see much more interesting in the old parts of the city, the little alley and the back street, the old houses and old buildings. So that's all. What makes the country different from others? It's its unique part. So maybe that's why Zhang Li really wanted to produce something different from what we got in the film market. That's all the information I've got. Back to your studio.
Thank you, Alan. And indeed, only in this way of attaching great importance to the diversity in film producing can our film industry blossom its vitality. Okay, let's look at the domestic news. On November the 3rd, Chinese President Xi Jinping met with Najib, the Prime Minister of Malaysia, at Diaoyutai State Guest House, and they had a pleasant conversation on the Chinese-Malaysian relationship.
He welcomed Malaysia to take part in the Belt and Road Initiative, and he said the two countries should deepen cooperation in more areas, including infrastructure, energy, agriculture, and countering terrorism to maintain regional peace and prosperity.
President Xi stated that the friendship between China and Malaysia has lasted for 42 years, and both sides have showed willingness to coexist in peace and acquire mutual benefit. He also promised that China would work harder together with Malaysian government to strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership for all people's well-being.
Recently, the National Tourism Administration announced that the 4A title for the 10 tourist spots located in Jilin, Jiangsu, Anhui, and Zhejiang province would be withdrawn. In the meantime, another 9 places would be qualified for the 5A title.
Recently, the National Tourism Administration announced to withdraw the 4A titles for 10 scenic spots, such as Jilin Mount Zhuxi National Park, due to their poor management, resulted in marketing lack of resources protection and bad sanitary conditions.
The principal of the administration said that many problems had arisen in some previous 4A qualified spots. For instance, not adequate safety management, the disorder in marketing, poor sanitary condition, the lack of resource protection, and so on, causing some serious problem to the development of tourism. Such measures can make the tourism develop more smoothly in the future.
On November 4th, Park In-hui, President of Republic of Korea, delivered a civil speech at the Blue House, making a solemn apology for her trusted followers' interference in the politics.
I want to express my apology again to all the people in the Republic of Korea for my own mistakes. I'm willing to cooperate in the investigation and then move on to refresh the economic development with all my colleagues.
She also expressed her will that she would try her best to cooperate in the investigation. The speech was broadcast live and many citizens have seen it on TV. Although President Park stated that she would communicate with her colleagues to promote the economic development of Korea through their efforts, her support rate has dropped down to 5% according to the latest survey.
On November the 4th, the spokesman of Backland Theatre in Paris announced that the theatre would be reopened on the 12th in memory of the victims who lost their lives and homes in the terrorist attack 1 year ago.
This is the Bataclan Concert Hall where 90 people were shot or blown up by suicide bombers. The venue reopens on Saturday, the eve of the anniversary, with a performance by British rock star Sting. It's a sign that Paris is moving forward, although memories of the attacks are still vivid and the threat of more attacks remains high.
On November the 13th, 2015, many places in Paris suffered severe terrorist attacks and the Backland Theatre in No. 11 district was one of them. The attack caused hundreds of deaths and injuries, having a great impact all over the world. The theater chose to reopen on that very day because of the special meaning of it. The staff of the theater since...
Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minute. China on Thursday launched its new heavy-lift carrier rocket, Long March 5. The 57-meter-long spacecraft, China's largest carrier rocket, blasted off into thick clouds from the Wenchang Space Launch Center in the Alen province of Hainan. Its successful launch has propelled China to the forefront of the world in terms of rocket carrying capacity.
The six-member Shanghai Cooperation Organization on Thursday proposed to advance the establishment of a development bank and fund to boost financial cooperation. Premier Li Keqiang, attending the meeting, also said China is open to the establishment of a free trade zone among the SCO members. He called on SCO members to continue promoting investment and trade, as well as initiating feasibility studies for the free trade zone.
Donald Trump has accused the FBI of impropriety after it once again exonerated his rival Hillary Clinton of criminal conduct on her emails. The FBI director said a fresh inquiry into the Democratic candidate's communications found nothing to change the Bureau's conclusion this summer. The Clinton campaign said it was glad the lingering issue had been resolved.
The U.S.-backed Kurdish and Arab war states it has begun an operation to capture Raqqa, so-called Islamic State's capital in Syria. The Syrian Democratic Forces will be aided by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. They have warned civilians to steer clear of areas where IS militants are present. The major battle to liberate Raqqa and its surroundings has begun, the spokesperson of the SDF said.
To honor the spirit of journalists, on November the 6th, the Student Journalist Festival of CUC was held at the advanced 1,400 square meters auditorium of our school. More than 220 million people watched the evening parties through 11 online show platforms. So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sport news. Let's first focus on football news.
We need the points. We got to win. We dropped 2 points in Glasgow against Barcelona. So, but if we talk about the game, so they had an amazing 30 minutes. We were late in all the situations. Our build-up, they created man-to-man in our pressure, our build-up, and we had a lot of problems and helped us a lot, our first goal. And after, the game was completely different in the second half. We finally reached a low block and we create a lot of counter-attack actions. And I'm so happy for the guys, of course, for the spectators. The first time we won the best team in the world. And that's why you are so happy. And now our perspective to go to the next stage is a little bit more clear than before.
We will have to be almost perfect to beat Barcelona. Pep Guardiola mused in typically intense fashion in his pre-match interview. And despite Manchester City's defensive frailties being laid bare against at times, this was indeed a near-perfect performance. LK Gundogan's brace and a stunning Kevin De Bruyne free kick cancelled out Lionel Messi's opener to give City and Guardiola a famous win. Konta was bumped from Singapore when Russians Svetlana Kuznetsova won the Kremlin Cup in Moscow and leapfrogged into last spot in the 8-player showcase. An abdominal strain forced Konta to pull out of last month's Hong Kong Open, but she said she's now feeling really good after some well-earned rest and practice in Singapore. I feel motivated and really lucky that I still can play one more event this year, said the current world number 10 and highest ranked player at the WTA Elite Trophy Zhuhai, voted the tour's most improved player in 2016. Konta rocketed up from number 126 just 60 months ago to as high as number 9 last month, becoming the first British female since 1983 to crack the top 10. USA Today newspaper reported the 12-time Olympic medalist has been suspended until mid-2017. Lodge has been charged by Brazilian police with making a false statement after he claimed he was robbed at gunpoint during the Rio Olympics. Lodge said he was with fellow U.S. swimmers James Fagan, Gunnar Bentz, and Jack Conger when their taxi was stopped by thieves posing as police. Lodge claimed the athletes were returning to the Olympic Village after celebrating the end of the swimming competition at the Rio Games. But police accused the swimmers of fabricating the story, claiming the swimmers were in fact confronted by security guards after they vandalized a gas station. Lodge, a 6-time Olympic champion, has lost a slew of sponsorships, including sportswear manufacturer Speedo. The Chicago Cubs shed themselves of the course of the Billy Goat and ended a 108-year wait for a World Series title by beating the Cleveland Indians on Wednesday in a thrilling Game 7 Classic. By beating the host Indians 8-7 in 10 innings, Chicago's beloved Cubbies set off a wild celebration in the streets of the Windy City after over a century of pent-up frustration for fans since their last Major League Baseball championship in 1908.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series! Bryant makes the play! It's over! And the Cubs have finally won it all! 8-7-10!
The win in the early hours of Thursday morning capped a Chicago comeback from a 3-1 deficit in the best of seven. a feat last achieved by the Kansas City Royals in 1985. It was the third World Series crown for the Cubs, while the disconsolate Indians replaced them as a team with the longest current World Series title drought, 68 years and counting. That's all for sport. Let's move on to the entertainment.
Welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel and I'll bring you a terrific show tonight. According to foreign medias, a British man won a 100,000 lottery when buying newspaper for his 83-year-old father. It is said that buying lottery was just something incidental, and the lucky dog thought the prize was a joke when first told by his brother. So maybe next time when you stop by to buy newspaper, remember to keep an eye on the lottery. The U.S. election has become heated news topic these days. When we talk a lot about Emailgate and Russian spy, the outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama was also searching for his next job. According to some known clues, he would like to start a new life in Silicon Valley, which means an experienced politician may turn into a commercial geek. How funny it is! A gorilla in Australia has just refreshed a Guinness record. The spokesman of the Perth Zoo said Pon celebrated her birthday by enjoying rambutan from her hometown Malaysia. This is Pon's 60th birthday, and judging from her perfect health condition, she's likely to meet her 31st birthday next year. Can't imagine that a gorilla may be older than your grandma. Reasons for divorce can be whimsical. It is reported that a Saudi bride was divorced in 2 hours after getting married. The bride, who signed a deal with her husband, promising not to share their wedding on social medias, yet posted pictures on Snapchat. Some say it's her fault and understandable for the groom to divorce her, while most of netizens think the groom is definitely not true love. What is it like when you are having a haircut? Do you go to barbershop alone or with company? Well, there's a guy in America who would like to stay with a dog. This little boy will get itchy once enters the barbershop. The only accessible way to do haircut is being encouraged by his dog. Maybe next time he can ask the barber to design a hairstyle for his closest friend, Mr. Dog. We always hold curiosity to the unknown world. Recently, two young men in Australia figured out a special way to explore the North Korea. They made similar suit to disguise as national golf players, even they actually knew nothing about playing golf at all. They said it was pretty cozy to spend their days in the luxury hotel and the people there were very polite. But it was a shame to lose Australians' face when playing on the court. Nowadays, free Wi-Fi has become a common service in restaurants. However, a restaurant in America does not plan to give out the password easily. It puts out a blackboard with math puzzle on it. The one who solved the problem can enjoy serving online. But during the past weeks, nobody was qualified enough to get the password. Well, it do remind us that it's high time to study. Emirates Airline is famous for its excellent service and pleasant seats in first-class cabins. So how does a 30,000 yuan flight like? Except for delicious food and various entertainment, you can even take showers and enjoy bathing above the clouds. That's all for entertainment. Let's move on to the commentary. Hello and welcome to today's commentary. This is commentator Han Shujun.
And this is commentator Fu Mengyuan. Last week was really fascinating.
Are you talking about the various kinds of activity in COC?
They do were fabulous, however, I was talking about the election of USA.
Oh yeah, I guess I got your point. I've heard people joking with bitterness that focusing on the election nowadays was the same as watching TV series. Kind of losing control, isn't it?
I agree. It reminds me of the Black Mirror and also House of Cards. Anyway, let's review the basic condition of the 2016 election of USA in the first place.
Hillary Diana Rodham Clinton, a member of Democratic Party, has been struggling her way in political field of America for 30 years. Being born with silver spoon and graduated from Yale with honors score, her curriculum body of teen time could be described as shiny. As for political issue, she promised to push protective trade policy and improve the infrastructure construction this time. However, dating back to her history, she was also deemed to be following the general trend for she always stayed together with most of the Americans, which made herself paradoxical. She was also famous for her astonishing perseverance, which was admitted even by Trump in the second debate of the election.
Yeah, let's see something about the other candidate of election. Donald Trump was born on 1946, June 14. He's an American businessman, also a television producer, and he's also a famous politician. He's running for the president on 2016 election on behalf of the Republican Party. Donald Trump was born and raised in New York City and received a bachelor degree in economics from Wharton School of University of Pennsylvania in 1968. In June 2015, Trump announced his candidacy for the presidency as Republican and quickly emerged as frontrunner for his party's nomination. And now he's really possible to be the future president of America. Actually, both of them now fall into discredit, and that was why the whole thing seemed so absurd. Some Americans expressed their confusion and frustration while being interviewed, and voiced a misgiving toward the future of America.
Well, yeah, so far Hillary has won an obvious advantage in approval rate until Wikipedia was imitated and revealed some blockbusting secrets, and then FBI claimed to restart the research on her. Those results was declared as fake by Hillary.
Hey, Shujun, would you please update your information, please? Let me tell you what's the situation right now. Many of the polling stations have closed so far, and Donald Trump has projected to win Ohio, Texas, Indiana, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Mississippi, West Virginia, South Carolina, Tennessee, Kansas, North Dakota, and South Dakota, Wyoming, Nebraska, Arkansas, Montana, Louisiana, and Missouri. Well, those names are just confusing for us to read. And Hillary has New York, Connecticut, Vermont, D.C., Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Illinois, Rhode Island, New Mexico. Ohio is a bellwether swing state that has backed the winner at every presidential contest, except the one since World War II.
As a Chinese, we might have a particularly different way of judging the two. Hillary was a famous opponent towards China, and that's why some of the Chinese would rather choosing Trump over her in spite of all those disadvantages of him. What do you think of this kind of view?
Well, I don't think we can directly say Hillary was a famous opponent toward China. All foreign politics are on behalf of their right and benefit of their own country. And I don't think the foreign policy Donald Trump mentioned in his debate and all the propaganda earlier is reasonable neither. Where will the relationship between China and America lead? Depend on specific events and policies in the future, and that's hard to conclude and explain in a few words.
Well, I agree with you. And the revealing of the scandal, whether true or not, would definitely change people's view towards the two candidates.
Oh, hold on a sec. I just got the news. After being ahead in a poll, Trump now first reached 270 ballots and he became the 45th president of America.
Well, hold on, could you possibly explain why the first one to get 270 votes would be the president?
Well, that we need to look back at the procedure of the presidential election. Voters select presidential electors who in turn will vote based on the result of their jurisdiction for a new president and vice president through electoral college. Generally, voters are required to vote on a ballot where they select a candidate of their choice. Presidential ballot is a vote for the electoral candidate, meaning that the voter is not voting for the candidate, but endorsing the slate of electors pledged to vote for a specific presidential and vice president candidate. both state laws established a winner-take-all system. Actually, that number 217, is come from this procedure. The state in America is divided into election districts depending on the population of the state. There are 538 ballots in the total, so whoever reached 270, that means they got more than a half of the ballots.
We have just witnessed a historic moment while producing the program. I bet it would be interesting to hear the meaning of what would be going on to America and to the world.
Yes, since we just got information by Trump's elected, we don't have really a lot of time to prepare for that. Let's go through some headlines of some foreign media. Wow, Huffington Post got a really direct one. It said, "Nightmare column, President Trump." In this post, it said, "There are no adjectives to describe what happened on Tuesday night. At least none that seem appropriate for an election result as unfavorable as what you can find." And here BBC got a really traditional one. Political Outsider. Well, that's a great name for Donald Trump. Political Outsider Donald Trump beats Hillary Clinton to win US presidency, according to AP.
Yeah, and I've heard a joke that if it is possible, Hillary Clinton would be the first woman to be the US president, while Trump would be the last US president.
Yes, the last president. I guess we will have time and have chances to watch a new TV show during the next 4 or 8 years. Let's just expect it. What will America or what will world like when Donald Trump was in the house?
Okay, that's all for our today's program. Thank you and see you. Thank you, Fu Mengyuan and Han Shujun. We'll offer you some living tips at the end of our program.
November the 13th is the first day of central heating this year, and it's getting warmer and drier in our dormitories. So pay attention to the radiator and drink more water in case of getting inflamed. These are the selecting news brought to you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focuses on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. I am Wu Xinzhe, see you.
And I am Han Shujun, see you.
One 个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。